Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of the young man who allegedly injured four people, including his teacher when he opened fire at a Texas high school, claimed the 18-year-old had been bullied. Timothy Simpkins, a student at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, was charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after turning himself in Wednesday afternoon. Simpkins is being held on a $75,000 bond. All victims in the hospital are expected to survive. When asked about bullying allegations by some parents, school spokesman Donald Williams said the Mansfield District is conducting a full investigation. A federal judge ordered Texas to temporarily suspend the heartbeat law designed to save the lives of voiceless babies. The President Obama-era judge called it offensive deprivation of a constitutional right. Police on the hunt for Brian Laundrie have reportedly discovered a recently used campsite at the sprawling Carlton Reserve in Sarasota, Florida. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let's get some more information on a judge's temporary ban on the Texas heartbeat law that passed muster with the Supreme Court but was blocked by a district judge. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to suspend its restrictive abortion law. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman gave the law its first legal blow since it went into effect last month. The law bans most abortions after 6 weeks. It also deputizes private citizens so they can file lawsuits against violators. But a suit from the Biden administration explained the law defies the Constitution. Texas officials may head to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to get the suspension reversed. That court has previously allowed the restrictions to take effect. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The heartbeat law had been in effect since September 1st. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tunnel to Towers aids American heroes that have paid the ultimate price or have been severely injured in defense of the American dream. It was started in 2001 in the memory of Steven Seller. The firefighter lost his life assisting New Yorkers at Ground Zero on 9/11. Tunnel to Towers Foundation was established by Siller's brother, Frank Siller, and the group pays off mortgages of surviving family members. Thursday morning on Fox News, Frank announced 50 more mortgages will be paid off with donations made by the American people's generosity.
That we are delivering 50 mortgage-free homes today. You just saw some of the great heroes. There's so many others out there that need our help. I can't thank Fox Corp enough also, because I don't know if I'm sure you guys know this, that on September 11th, they donated $1 million to Tunnel to Towers Foundations. And we raised a lot of money from that walk and a lot of awareness, and we were able to do these 50 homes. What we count on, the $11 a month, you know that, the $11 a month, T2T.org, and that's how we get it done. Every day for us, whether it's in our community by our law enforcement or our firefighters or most certainly for our country, every single day. I mean, we just lost 13, right, in Afghanistan. Yeah. One of them was Lance Corporal or McCollum. His wife was pregnant. He never saw his baby. She just gave birth to their daughter, Riley. And we were already in contact. I spoke to Gigi, and I said, we're going to build you a mortgage-free home for that Gold Star family. Wow.
T2T.org if you would like to donate. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And for everything you need to know about that which is a constitutional, we've got the constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair, Horace Cooper, joining us now. Hey, Horace, how you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, lots to talk about. First of all, I want to get your read on this this recent decision by a federal judge canceling the Arizona heartbeat bill.
So I am more familiar with the case in Texas where the federal judge canceled that. Maybe that's the one you're referring to.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I say the
you
wrong state?
Arizona.
No, I meant I meant Texas. Yeah. Sorry.
The interesting thing about this is one of the reasons why the court, including the Supreme Court, but also the Fifth Circuit, did not intervene was because an injunction normally is directed toward the entity or individuals that are likely to carry out what might be presumptively unconstitutional behavior. For instance, if you are a dishwasher manufacturer and you find out that eco-activists are going to be appearing and they're planning to disrupt the operations of your plant, you can get an emergency injunction, but that emergency injunction is precise, and it says to the eco-activists, it doesn't say to Bill Martinez, if you happen to show up in town, you too are not allowed to show up for a protest. So the Supreme Court simply said, the way that this law is designed, there isn't someone that we could issue an injunction against, even though the Chief Justice was prepared to make up, along with the three liberals on the court, make up that one particular district court in the, that's a state court, in Texas might be enjoined from holding any of the trials that this statute in Texas authorizes. This federal judge has decided, oh no, yes, we can issue an injunction, and it doesn't matter that we are unable to identify who it is that we're actually enjoining. What an injunction actually does is say, on pain of judicial prosecution, you may not do X. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not clear who it is that is going to be enjoined by this ruling. What the federal judge said was the state of Texas. Well, that's a really, really curious calculation on the part of this district judge. And it's very, very likely. likely this is going to be appealed to the Fifth Circuit, we're still not talking about a ruling on the merits about this statute. We're just merely saying, if you're doing an injunction, who are you enjoining? This Obama judge has figured out in his mind that you don't have to worry about those niceties and details. It doesn't matter what the underlying ultimate ruling is going to be on the constitutionality of this. This behavior on the part of this judge is likely to be overturned. But you hear it from me first on the Bill Martinez show. I promise you what the media will say is reckless right-wing judges fail to prevent the right of women to slaughter their children for any reason at any time in the state of Texas.
Yeah, they're going to say. They're going to say. Yeah, I was going to say up to that last part of that sentence, slaughter and beyond. They're not that bold and they're not that honest. And the other thing that comes out. I mean, this is interesting because it's all on a technicality, is what you're saying. But the thing, part of that law, Horace, if I remember correctly, was that anybody could bring cause into a courtroom. It didn't even have to be a relative. It could be somebody else.
Well, that's my point, and that's the reason I used the example of Bill Martinez getting on a plane to show up at this facility. We normally don't know of an injunction that just says anybody at the sound of my voice is going to now be enjoined. That is like, where did the judge think that he got this power from? Typically, the parties involved in the litigation are the ones that have accepted jurisdiction and are therefore the ones that are going to be capable of being enjoined. Every single citizen in the state of Texas did not participate in this. Every single state court did not weigh in on this. This federal district judge that was an Obama appointee has decided that he already knows the ultimate outcome if you held an actual trial on the merits of this case. He's already decided that, and now in the interim, he is enjoining the planet from being able to carry this out. Wow, that's a very, very powerful ability of a federal judge.
Well, without a doubt. So what happens technically? They can start doing abortions again in Texas temporarily? I mean, this has got to be real confusing, you know, for the facilities.
Well, this is very confusing, in fact. So the judge has carried out a lawless act. The media immediately reported last night that if you start carrying out abortions past the point in which a baby's heartbeat can be determined, you can't be prosecuted. You can't be civilly litigated against. But that's actually not true. As I point out, there is no way that his injunction can carry out, cover all of those aspects. But no matter, this has been immediately appealed to the Fifth Circuit, and that is likely to be stayed or put aside just because there's no basis for a federal judge to have such power. Now, the second thing I want to mention is the media has lied and said that this is an unprecedented tool that the state of Texas has come up with, and they say it is solely designed to avoid the constitutional claims that might be put forth against it. That may or may not be true. I don't know the answer to that, but it is not a unique, it is not a new, it is not a novel concept. Mm-hmm. As early as the Lincoln administration, we have had these lawsuits, and we still have them based on a law that Ronald Reagan signed as president that authorizes individual Americans who see waste, fraud, and abuse using federal dollars to be able to civilly initiate lawsuits, and then they get a bounty for anything that they are successfully able to show. And some $16 billion has been awarded since the Reagan administration law was put on the books. This is not novel. This is not original. This is not, quote, merely a means of getting around the Constitution or any claims that might occur thereof. This is a mainstream statute.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Horace Cooper. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The COVID-19 pandemic has been felt around the world, and the Tide Ministry has had to adjust some of our programs on the ground in India, Nepal, and Bhutan to accommodate recent pandemic guidelines. The adult literacy classes in these regions, which previously met in person, have been impacted. Thankfully, the teachers on the ground have come up with creative solutions and are going to individuals' homes to meet with them, check up on their well-being, and make them aware of any COVID procedure updates. It is vital that we continue to connect with people like this all around the world to remind them that they are not alone and that they are not only important to us here at the Tide Ministry, but also to their Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We'll
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper is with us, and we're talking about a federal judge orders Texas to suspend the new law banning most abortions. The federal judge appointed by Barack Obama, U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman, halting the controversial law known as Senate Bill 8, handed down after a lawsuit brought by the Biden administration. It was a 113-page opinion, said Republican lawmakers in the state had contrived an unprecedented and transparent statutory scheme to deny patients the right to an abortion, which was cemented in the landmark 1973 Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade. Now, what they have said continually is they're trying to suggest, and by anecdote and by a preponderance of anecdotal statements, that somehow it's a constitutional right for women to kill a child in their womb. Horace, you're the constitutional expert. How does that square up when the Constitution always also says that we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
So you cannot find a right of abortion within the contours of the Constitution. In fact, you can't find a lot of the more libertine rulings that we got out of a very activist liberal court. What we now have are a bunch of precedents that are in place. And this particular judge has decided that those precedents rank higher than the actual text and the body and the history of our Constitution. Here's the real challenge, though, as I see it. When you have a case, whatever it might be, in this case it's about abortion, when you have a case, you're supposed to actually have a trial. You're supposed to have representatives of both sides present. Those representatives make arguments in front of the judge. This is an emergency pleading. This is a, hey, this is what the brief says, and he decided that he's ready to issue his ruling before hearing any of the arguments. Again, this is lawless. We're supposed to be told, we on the right, we the mainstream, we the Americans, that we have to adhere to the law. Why doesn't this judge have to adhere to the law? Even if we were to accept that those precedents were valid, it's also a precedent that a federal judge is supposed to actually hear the case before making a determination, hear both sides, allow for an actual proceeding to take place. Yes, that could take 6 months. Yes, that could take a year. Well, guess what? If you and I went into court and we said that our neighbor had planted a tree on our side of the property and our neighbor was refusing to take it down, we don't get to just get a judge to immediately issue a ruling. Required to go through that process. Why aren't the abortion-killing litigants also required to do that?
Well, that's the question of the day, isn't it? I mean, accommodation for issues of the left and, as you say, libertine policies get fast-tracked. Conservative ideas, boy, they're just put away and filed somewhere to hopefully die and people forget about. You know, this is the frustration, but obviously this is not going away. The other thing that comes to mind here, and right after the announcement initially about the heartbeat bill in Texas, was that polling, interesting polling, suddenly came about. And people need to be mindful of what these pollsters are doing and how they're trying to control the narrative in suggesting that a majority, I think was the number was like over 60%, Horace, of Americans approved of abortion. I don't believe that. Because I've seen too many other polls. I mean, we are a 50-50 nation. And maybe if you ask the questions in a certain way, you might be able to get a determinate number of over 60%. But when you talk about straight-up abortion, I don't see those numbers. So people need to be aware.
Okay, go ahead. Couple things. One is that the way the question is asked dramatically influences the outcome. Second thing is, oftentimes the question that's asked is, do you support Roe v. Wade? Most Americans, if asked, if you said, hey, I've got my waterboarding equipment right here. Answer this question accurately, and you don't get waterboarded. Most people will have to say, well, go ahead and waterboard me because I don't actually know what Roe v. Wade does. They do not understand or comprehend that it is one of the most radical abortion provisions operating in a country anywhere on the planet. More radical than what was being done in the former Soviet Union, more radical than what is the case in most of Europe today, more radical than any of the jurisdictions in on the African continent. So most Americans are not aware of that. If they are informed of that, you see the support for Roe v. Wade dropping to about 20 to 25%. The other point is they always are including people who believe in the rape and life of the mother exception as a basis for deciding whether or not to have an abortion. I personally do not find those exceptions persuasive, but there are a large number of Americans who do think that those exceptions are a legitimate and appropriate basis for approving of an abortion. If you take those people away and the people who now understand what Roe v. Wade stands for, you don't even get a third. Even in a 50-50 nation, you don't even get a third. So the media is unhelpfully promoting a concept, which I would only ask them to explain this. Why do so many state legislatures keep passing these laws? You're claiming your position is overwhelmingly popular. Well, yeah. We have a democratic republic. The way you get elected is to be within the mainstream of where your populace is. There is little to no evidence of any support for their radical ideas, and there's a lot of evidence that shows that where America really is why these statutes keep appearing.
Exactly. Well, there's lots of experience here since 1973. Women have realized they've been lied to, Horace, on its face. It's not just some excess tissue. This is a child. The current technology is such. It shows the fetus. And we're waking up to the reality that we've murdered over 63 million citizens of this country. And this is, you know, this is painful. And women are walking around with this pain in their heart and an increasing number of men realizing that they have participated in this Holocaust, this modern day Holocaust on babies, defenseless babies. And then you've got an industry that could care less that treats baby parts like used car parts. They're out there selling baby parts and getting away with it, which is supposedly against the law. And the one whistleblower who calls them and has them on video trying to sell and negotiate for the sale of baby parts, he ends up in jail, and the criminals are out there free. I mean, this is the upside down world we live in today. But the fact of the matter is people are waking up to the reality of what abortion really is and what it has done to families across this country.
Well, the census numbers recently were released, and Black Americans found out that they are no longer the number two largest population by race in the United States. They are now the number three. That is primarily traced to the nearly one-third to one-half of the Black population that is not here only because of the brutality of abortion.
Exactly. Well, and when you talk about this exception, according to some studies, and of course it's hard to get some of these studies because they're not very transparent in giving you exact numbers. These are, you know, rough estimates. So even when we talk about 63 million babies being aborted, you know, when you talk about the case of a rape or a mother's life being in danger, according to the research, it's about 1%. So 1% exception, we're accommodating the murder of 63 million babies. How does that make sense?
A Holocaust.
Yes, exactly. Horace Cooper, yes, the one and only former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair, has been our guest. Horace, as always, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you for being with us.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of the young man who allegedly injured 4 people, including his teacher when he opened fire at a Texas high school, claimed the 18-year-old had been bullied. Timothy Simpkins, a student at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas, was charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after turning himself in Wednesday afternoon. Simpkins is being held on a $75,000 bond. All victims in the hospital are expected to survive. When asked about bullying allegations by some parents, school spokesman Donald Williams said the Mansfield District is conducting a full investigation. A federal judge ordered Texas to temporarily suspend the heartbeat law designed to save the lives of voiceless babies. The President Obama-era judge called it offensive deprivation of a constitutional right. Police on the hunt for Brian Laundrie have reportedly discovered a recently used campsite at the sprawling Carlton Reserve in Sarasota, Florida. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
America 20 at minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, I feel for Kristen Sinema. I don't know if you've ever been in a position at work where you know, people would follow you into the restroom. That used to happen to me at radio stations where my secretary, she wouldn't necessarily pay attention. I'd just say, hey, look, I excuse myself, I got to go. But she was constantly taking notes and following.
Wow.
A couple times I had to stop her at the door, but, you know, that's one thing when somebody's really just not paying attention and they're just uber excited about the job that they're doing and the task at hand. But it's something altogether different when you're a politician and you can't even go to the bathroom without your constituents, you know, chasing you down and yelling over the stall door.
Well, I admire your former secretary's work ethic. That's really impressive. You know, it's hard to get help like that these days. Must have been decades ago. But I guess the woman and the man, both woman and man, followed Senator Sinema into the ladies' room. I don't think the work ethic really was at play. I think it was sort of a hate ethic or rage ethic or something like this. And I'm just amazed at the feminists who, if this were a Republican activist or a Trump supporter, what have you, following Nancy Pelosi into the restroom or following AOC into the restroom, you'd be hearing about sexual harassment and invasion of women's space and male patriarchy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sure by now the person would have been arrested on sexual deviancy charges or something of the sort. I've heard very little of that, very, very little.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Once again, we found out that the left operates with situation ethics. The situation requires that Kyrsten Sinema, like Joe Manchin, be vilified and attacked for not supporting Biden's $3.5 trillion socialist spending jamboree. And so they put aside all the stuff about protecting women and safe space for women, girls space, et cetera. And apparently it's, as President Biden said the other day, it's part of the process to try to appeal to lawmakers by following them into the restroom. It's just astonishing. Absolutely.
Not even making a statement of civility. I mean, even Barack Obama could say, okay, and even Michelle Obama say, look, we need to be civil here. And there needs to be this call for it. And the fact that it is, it's being pronounced in this manner. I mean, today they're following you in a restroom. What's next, DeRoy?
Well, go to her front door, follow her into her house, try to get into her car. We've already seen cases where people have confronted lawmakers. The worst example, of course, being the Bernie Sanders supporter who confronted the GOP lawmakers when they played baseball, practicing for the congressional baseball game, opened fire and almost killed Steve Scalise, a Republican congressman from Louisiana. He almost was killed in that attack. So there are a lot of people out there who are enraged, who are very angry. And the job of somebody like Joe Biden, who was elected on the theory that he was going to bring us together, unify the country, et cetera, he did say he didn't think that this was appropriate. Should have gone well beyond that and denounced it. So this is wrong. This is not how we treat lawmakers. You have a First Amendment right to appeal to your senators and your congressmen, call their offices, protest in front of their offices. He could have given out the phone number for Manchin and Sinema and said, call them and tell them what you think. That would be perfectly appropriate. But the idea of walking into a ladies' room, chasing her into a bathroom stall, for God's sake, and then going up to Joe Manchin, apparently lives on a houseboat in the Potomac, and basically getting in kayaks and going right up next to his houseboat, which is his home, and hollering at him there. Completely wrong, totally inappropriate. And, if it were the roles were reversed, these were Republicans or conservatives going after Democrats, it would be filling their airwaves. This would be a further example of GOP extremism and the violence of the right and the evil spirits unleashed on January 6th and on and on and on.
Exactly.
It would be nonstop. But instead this happens, and Biden sort of laughs it off, Jen Psaki laughs it off, and it's no big deal. And God forbid it gets any worse or any more dangerous.
Exactly. Well, and this is the big lie that keeps getting perpetuated, DeRoy, as you said, is that, it's the radical nature of the right. And when you look at what's going on here on the left, it's the Democrats, sadly, that are, that are doing this.
Well, you remember during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, you had people literally chasing Senator Flake into an elevator.
Yes, exactly.
On Capitol Hill. There was a point where I believe Senator Ted Cruz was out to dinner. They confronted him in a restaurant. They did the same with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former White House press secretary. She went to some restaurant in Virginia. I think it was called the Red Hen or something like that, or the Little Red Hen, and hounded her and I believe her in-laws to the point where they had to leave. You don't see Republicans and conservatives doing this sort of thing. We let Democrats at least eat dinner in peace. We may protest. We may make phone calls. We may run ads against them, what have you. But you just don't see the GOP and people on the right engaging in that kind of behavior. And yet the people on the left feel perfectly free to attack people in private space. And as I say, in the case of Steve Scalise and the GOP lawmakers, open fire and almost kill them. Horrible.
Exactly. Well, these lies and Democrat talking points and narratives keep coming out. And then I saw this piece here that was quite revealing. 13th Amendment abolished slavery, as you know, and 100% Republican support. With 100% Republican support, only 23% was supported by the Democrats, the 13th Amendment. 15th Amendment, the right to vote for all, 100% Republican, 0% Democratic support. 14th Amendment gave citizenship to freed slaves. 94% Republican support, 0% for Democrat support. Obamacare, of course, 0% Republican support, 86% Democrat support. It's hard to deny that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's absolutely correct. And the Democrats are running away from their history at top speed. The Democrat Party was launched in 1824, and it was the party that promoted and enshrined slavery. It was the party of the Confederacy. It was the party that ended the GOP effort at Reconstruction to bring blacks into government. There were black senators and black members of the U.S. House after the Civil War. The Democrats put an end to that at the end of Reconstruction. They're the party that launched Jim Crow. They're the party that launched the Ku Klux Klan. They're the party that continued to run the segregated South all the way through 1964 when the Civil Rights Act was signed by Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was a Democrat. But Robert Byrd, Albert Gore Sr., the father of Albert Gore, our former vice president, a number of other Democrats from the South, Dixiecrats, as they were called, filibustered the 64 Civil Rights Act for weeks and weeks. And it wasn't until Everett Dirksen, a Republican of Illinois, who famously once said, when I feel the heat, I see the light. I love that quote. He finally was able to work with Hubert Humphrey and some of the Northern Democrats, break the filibuster, and we finally were able to pass the Civil Rights Act of 64 and put an end to Jim Crow. Through very little, no thanks to the Dixiecrats in the South. And
exactly.
The Democrats just will not recognize this ugly, nasty part of their history. In fact, they had Robert Byrd, former Klan organizer from West Virginia, as their Senate Democrat leader, Senate Majority Leader, I believe as late as 1989. So this doesn't go back all that many years. And when he died in 2015, just 6 years ago, former Klan organizer, you had at his funeral, Obama, Biden, Bill Clinton, the whole crew, the top ranks of the Democrat Party, all there to say goodbye to this former Klan organizer just 6 years ago.
Yeah, amazing when you think this is all on the heels of, statues in question being taken down because of their, racist ideology. And here you've got the guard of the Democratic Party, including Hillary Clinton, lauding the praises of this Klansman.
Yeah, there's some pictures of Hillary Clinton. I think she was Secretary of State at the time, or maybe she was former Secretary. I forget precisely. I think she was Secretary of State at the time, saying that she was grieving over the death of Robert Byrd, her friend and mentor, she called him. And there are wonderful pictures of them, sort of kissing and hugging on Capitol Hill. I mean, it's just astonishing, absolutely incredible. I think if you did a survey of college seniors and asked them which party ran slavery, which party ended slavery, they would say that the Democrats ended slavery and slavery was run by Republicans, because that's the brainwashing we've been getting. And in fact, indeed the facts are 180 degrees opposite.
Exactly. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch, continues with us. DeRoy, I wanted to review the math here, and you wrote an article on this. Biden's $3.5 trillion spending spree shows a seven-year-old's take on math. I mean, after all the money, minus $2.3 trillion, you write, somehow in Biden's math, that equals zero.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. This is, again, an absolutely baffling talking point that the Democrats have been pushing, that this $3.5 trillion budget or Bring Back America, or I should say Build Back Better Act, $3.5 trillion. And it costs nothing. So $3.5 trillion equal $0. I described it a little bit like Joe Biden being a seven-year-old boy and is showing off his new train set and tells his playmates, my daddy bought it for me at Woolworths, so it didn't cost anything. And if you're 7 years old, that's kind of cute and kind of funny. If you're a 79-year-old man or almost 79-year-old man, It really should bring the country to tears. It's obviously going to cost somebody some money. It's not coming out of thin air. It's not coming out of some magic treasure chest, guarded by pirates or something like this. And if it truly doesn't cost anything, then please tell me, why are we increasing the debt ceiling? If it really is cost-free, there should be no reason to raise the debt ceiling. And in fact, the House Ways and Means Committee, they proposed $2.3 trillion in tax increases. So if it costs $3.5 trillion and you subtract $2.3 trillion, that's not zero, that's $1.2 trillion of red ink. Right. And yet Joe Biden says that this is not going to increase the national debt by a penny. I mean, it's astonishing. He said it again and again. His press secretary, Jen Psaki, has repeated it. Several of his aides have said and repeated this. And I just wonder if they think we're really that stupid that we can't do very, very basic, maybe second or third grade arithmetic to figure out that these guys are either really stupid or totally lying through their teeth.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They do think that we're that stupid. And the $3.5 trillion, DeRoy, as you realize, is not $3.5 trillion. As the analysts have gotten a hold of it, they see that number more like $5, $6 trillion when it's fully blown.
Yeah, one of the tricks they're playing is normally when you do budgets, you show what the effect is over a 10-year period, 10 years into the out years, as they call them. What they do with some of these new programs is they only count them for 5 years or they count them for 3 years, saying that the programs will end at that time. And as you know, Ronald Reagan once famously said, the closest thing to eternal life on earth is a temporary government program. These programs, particularly the Democrats, they're not going to end. They're going to continue. They'll keep going. And so the only fair and honest way to look at this is over a 10-year period. If you do that, this isn't a $3.5 trillion package. It's about $5.5 trillion. And then you add the spending from the infrastructure bill, that brings you to about 6.7 or so, and then you throw in some additional interest expenses, and you're about $7 trillion. So really, not $3.5 trillion, it's about $7 trillion. So actually double, double what the price tag is.
Yeah, and we're back to dealing with the basics again of really, it's a game of chess, because what are the Republicans or conservatives on the other side when they are in, they're the party that's leading the way. They've got to deal and manage with these giveaways that people have gotten used to, and, oh, you're going to be the party to take it away?
Well, that's right. Yeah, you know, the one thing Republicans never can do is outspend the Democrats. You know, what Republicans often will say is, all right, we'll give you what the Democrats, we'll give you with a 10% off coupon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
You know, that's not very popular. And whatever program, if the Republicans say, all right, we'll spend $1 billion on this, the Democrats say $2 billion. And they say, all right, well, how about $3 billion? They go, how about four? They always outbid the right, no matter what. So that's a totally losing game. You know, another huge problem with this massive bill is that it's we focus on the spending a lot, but there's also a huge tax increase bill. This is full of tax increases. I said $2.3 trillion worth of tax increases. And Biden says, oh, don't worry, it's just on the rich, people earning $400,000 or more. This is nonsense. The Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation on Capitol Hill, they determine that people as low as $10,000 in some cases will see their taxes increased. About 9% of people earning between $50,000 and $75,000 will see their taxes go up. 18% of taxpayers between $75,000 and $100,000. If you make between $100,000 and $200,000, about 35% of those people are going to see their taxes increase. So this is, again, another broken promise. I think it's something like 42 different times Biden said that he would not raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year, and this this budget of his breaks that promise over and over and over again.
Well, he wants something better than Barack Obama's. If you love your doctor, you can keep your doctor, you know. And so this kind of trumps that. But you know, we've gone through enough of this dance with the government to realize that it all flows downhill. Not only do you got taxes, but you got increased prices because, you know, corporations are not here, you know, for beneficent terms. They're here to generate a profit. And if the government says, hey, look, we're going to charge you more to exist, well, those costs are going to be transferred down to the consumer, are they not?
The consumers will see higher prices as corporations raise their prices to match their higher corporate tax bills, going from 21% corporate tax. Biden wants it at 28%. The House Ways and Means Committee settles for really 26.5. Wow, that's a big help. This will put us, I believe, either 28% or even 26.5%. The United States corporation in the United States will be paying higher corporate taxes than they would in communist China, where the corporate tax is only 25%. So we're actually, if this thing passes, we're going to find that the communist China is to the right of America on corporate tax.
Go figure. Right, exactly. And all these businesses that came back to Roy during the Trump administration years that said, hey, look, America's open for business. We gave them incentives, tax breaks and all that. They're going, oh, gosh, we got to move again?
Exactly. And some of them may say, you know what, we don't need this. We're going to get out of here. And, you know, it's very easy these days to pack up and move a company, especially if it's, if it's involved in financial services or something that doesn't require you to move a whole factory. A lot of, in addition to higher prices, people who are laborers can look forward to either lower wages, anything from being fired to seeing their pay cut or their pay raises reduced or delayed. The head of the Joint Tax Committee's Chief of Staff, Thomas Barthold, spoke to the Ways and Means Committee a couple weeks ago. He said that people can look forward to a 25% of the burden of the corporate tax being borne by labor and laborers. That's an $858 billion tax hike. That means about $215 billion, $215 billion of the B will be paid for by lower wages, dismissals, or delayed pay increases, what have you, on the part of people who are regular workers. So, again, this is not just chasing after people at you know, the op bases and country clubs. These are regular folks going to work and either find themselves fired, their pay frozen, their pay cut, or pay raises are expecting not being as big as they planned. So this is going to be coming out of the pockets of regular Americans, not just rich guys on Wall Street.
And this is in the midst of navigating everything that we have to do with COVID. If you've been vaccinated, not vaccinated, you were able to hold on to your job, you were able to get an exemption, whatever it is that we've been navigating and will continue to do so because of the policies and the mindset of this administration. You know, the sad thing about this, DeRoy, is that with the things that President Biden has said, I cannot believe, I mean, here we are, you know, before there used to be a sense of civility, speaking of which, where, you know, to call a president a liar, well, you know, it was very rare. I mean, you know, it just didn't come up. You may say, hey, he's trying to pull something over you or anything like that. But, you know, people who keep a track of the lies of Joe Biden are saying, look, at either he's a congenital liar or simply in desperate need of memory care, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And look, I mean, I know that there's the idea of, well, let's be nice. Let's not call people liars because that's rude. But look, sometimes you just have to use that word. That's the only word that applies. You know, if I refer to Bonnie and Clyde as shoplifters because I want to be polite, well, that's just not accurate. They're not shoplifters. They were bank robbers. Okay, nice. They shot people and they robbed banks. They weren't just taking a donut or walking out with a packet of Kleenex. Yes. Similarly, if Biden said, look, this is not going to cost the American people too much. We can afford it. We owe it to ourselves. Well, maybe that's misleading. But when you get up and say a $3.5 trillion bill costs zero, that's just a lie. There's another word for it. And so the only polite and accurate word is lying. And if he does it over and over and again, he's not just dissembling or misleading. He's openly lying. You know, when you say, if you like your plan, you keep your plan, period, and you do it 37 times like Obama did, and they actually had a meeting at the White House, and they said, Mr. President, I think some of these staffers met and said, look, you know, if the employer cancels the policy, the employees don't have a policy anymore, so we really can't have the president go out and say that. And they decided, no, we need to keep them saying that in order to pass the bill. So they thought about it, they stopped, thought about it, and decided, nope, let's continue lying. And when people do that, the only accurate word is that they're lying and the person is doing it's a liar. That's the only accurate word to use.
Well, and then we saw with what happened with the Afghan exit and the generals having a different report altogether than what President Biden had been saying in terms of having consensus about, you know, closing the air base and executing the extract in the crazy manner in which they did.
Milley and McKenzie said, we told them we really should keep 2,500 troops on the ground. On the ground is a minimum force just to, you know, like control rods and nuclear reactors doesn't just boil over. And Austin said, yes, the president heard that advice and considered it. Biden said he never heard such a thing. So, again, either he's outright lying when you had two of his top military people and his Secretary of Defense all in the room as this was said, or somehow that incredibly important, crucial conversation from probably not more than 2 months ago was uttered in his presence and somebody's forgotten about it. And if that's the case, then he's much further gone than we might fear.
DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Great talk to you. Thank you.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the warehouse, the job.